USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday granted a full pardon to his former national security advisor, retired Army General Michael Flynn. Flynn pleaded guilty twice to lying to the FBI. The case was so flawed with partisan politics, nearly 3 years later, and it was still pending. In May, the Department of Justice dropped the case, and Judge Emmett Sullivan stalled doing anything about it. The pardon fulfills the DOJ's request to drop the case. A Pittsburgh judge Wednesday put a halt to Pennsylvania's vote certifications. Rudy Giuliani on Fox Business says the evidence shocked the judge.
They seemed shocked when we had an expert witness show that at the very beginning of the count, they infused 332,000 votes divided into the crappy Dominion machines, which, you know, are worthless. They were shocked that their vote gets sent overseas to be manipulated in Germany by a company that has connections to Venezuela.
A hearing is scheduled for Friday. USA Radio News.
President Trump has exposed the big media. Phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis is in quarantine after learning Wednesday he was exposed to someone who tested positive for coronavirus. The governor said he was tested Wednesday night with results coming back negative. Staying in Colorado, the mayor of Denver adds to COVID confusion. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock boarded a flight to Houston ahead of Thanksgiving despite his warnings that people should stay close to home and only spend the holiday with their own household. Hancock traveled to Houston Wednesday to visit his daughter in Mississippi. His wife is already there. About 30 minutes before the flight, Hancock tweeted to pass the potatoes, not COVID, and to avoid travel if you can. The mayor's spokesperson now says upon return, he will follow all necessary health and safety guidance and quarantine. The double standard among government officials leaves citizens scratching their heads. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo no longer plans to travel to see his elderly mother and two daughters for Thanksgiving after facing backlash for contradicting his own advice to stay away from loved ones. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Former President Obama continues to divide Americans, this time attacking Hispanic Americans. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Former President Barack Obama took a dig at Hispanic Americans who voted for President Trump, saying they looked past what the president said and his immigration policies because they were aligned on social issues. Obama making the remarks in an interview with the radio program The Breakfast Club.
People were surprised about a lot of Hispanic folks who voted for Trump. But there's a lot of evangelical Hispanics who, you know, the fact that Trump says racist things about Mexicans or puts detainees, undocumented workers in cages, they think that's less important than the fact that, you know, he supports their views on, you know, gay marriage or abortion.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. Supreme Court knocks down some of New York Governor Cuomo's COVID mandates.
New York won't be able to enforce a COVID-19 restriction on houses of worship after the Supreme Court issued an injunction late Wednesday. By a 5-4 vote, the court issued an opinion that called the coronavirus restrictions a violation of religious freedom because the orders singled out churches and synagogues, while businesses that were deemed essential were allowed to operate with few restrictions. The state of New York had tried to put 10 and 25 person occupancy limits on houses of worship, leading to the suit from the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Agudath Israel. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.